This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
That winter weather advisory was just issued by the National Weather Service overnight. It remains in effect until midnight. From midnight tonight until noon on Friday, snow is expected. Prepare for it right now. Total snow accumulations in some places in Colorado Springs, 2 to 6 inches in the downtown Colorado Springs area. However, local amounts could be up to 12 inches near the mountains. Winds gusting as high as 40 miles per hour. Eastern Fremont, southern El Paso, and Pueblo counties all under the microscope from midnight tonight until noon on Friday. Travel will be difficult, maybe some places impossible. Patchy blowing snow could significantly reduce visibility. The hazardous conditions can impact the morning and evening commute. We, of course, will keep you ahead of the storm, and we'll be here through the entire thing coming up tomorrow as well as later on tonight. I'll be live at P74, the downtown Paninos. By the way, chances to win those CC Tiger playoff game tickets. It's going to be a sellout this weekend. We got the hottest ticket in town, and your chance to win is coming up later on tonight. So start getting ready for this dangerous new storm. Rain moves in tonight, and then it turns to all snow. Storm Tracker 13 meteorologist Chris Larson says tomorrow will be the worst day out of the week out on the roads, and everyone urging to stay home if you can.
In terms of accumulating snow, it's a wide range, but 4 to 9 inches around Colorado Springs, the heavier amounts downtown to the north and areas out to our west. For Pueblo, 3 to 6 inches of snow, and up towards Woodland Park, it could be 12 to 24 inches of snow, maybe even more than 2 feet of snow in some of the very highest terrain.
Blizzard conditions are also possible, and that heavy, wet snow is set to move in later on tomorrow morning. Those roads will be slushy and slick, and we'll keep you ahead of everything coming up tomorrow on KRDO's Morning News, also beginning later on tonight on KRDO's Afternoon News. The family of an 11-year-old attacked in Colorado Springs is finally a step closer to justice. It was last November, if you recall, when the boy was seriously stabbed at an apartment complex playground after getting off a school bus. And now a 13-year-old is charged with trying to kill him. The teen was arrested Monday based on DNA evidence that reportedly tied him to the crime. Police originally had the 10-year-old suspect, but those charges were dropped a day after his arrest over what the family calls a case of misidentification. Inflation was up again in February, slightly higher than analysts were predicting. The Consumer Price Index, a measure of cost of goods and services, was up 4.4% from month to month, over 3.2% from the same time last year. The numbers are down from the recent peak of inflation in 2022, but are still off the Federal Reserve's goal of 2% rate. A Republican congressman shocks his caucus by announcing that he is leaving Congress in a matter of days. This actually caught Republican leaders off guard. It was always known that Republican Congressman Ken Buck of Colorado would be retiring, not seeking re-election. Well, now he's made the sudden decision to leave Congress next week, blaming all of the bickering and the infighting as the reason. This does leave Republicans with an even slimmer majority. Now they can only afford to lose 2 votes. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin says his nation is ready for nuclear war. Mark Mayfield has that story.
The 71-year-old leader made the claim on Russian television Wednesday, just days before the presidential election that will almost certainly give him another 6-year term. In an interview, Putin said that Russia is ready for negotiations on Ukraine, but they should be based on reality. When asked if Russia was ready for nuclear war, Putin said, "From a military technical point of view, we are." He added that he didn't necessarily see it on the immediate horizon, but if the U.S. sent troops to Ukraine, Russia would consider it an escalation. I'm Mark Mayfield.
And the entertainment lineup is growing for Sunset Amphitheater. Let's get that story with KRDO's Josh Helmuth.
Lynyrd Skynyrd and ZZ Top are taking the stage September 28th, with tickets going on sale Friday. One Republic will already kick things off with the grand opening on August 9th, playing back-to-back sold-out shows. At least 20 concerts are planned this summer, including the Beach Boys, Dierks Bentley, Lauren Daigle, the duo Robert Plant and Alison Krauss. Next year, the venue will start shows in May. Josh Helmuth, KRDO News Radio.
And finally, The Batman 2 is being delayed. The film was set to release October 3rd of next year, but now has been bumped to October 2nd. of 2026. The sequel will star Robert Pattinson as the title character once again. The Bride will take Batman's 2 release date coming up in 2025.
We are now tracking a significant snowstorm which will impact the region starting Wednesday night through the day on Thursday and into Friday morning. This afternoon, still going to be mild, 54 Colorado Springs, 61 in Pueblo, with a chance for rain showers and thunderstorms, then turning to snow Wednesday night and through the day on Thursday. We do have winter storm warnings up for Teller County, northern El Paso County, and winter weather advisories up for Colorado Springs and the Pueblo area. Colorado Springs could see anywhere from 4 to 9 inches of snow, 3 to 6 around Pueblo, but Woodland Park, some places will see up to 2 feet plus of snow. Snow showers continue through the day with highs only in the low 30s tomorrow afternoon for Colorado Springs, mid-30s for Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.